Time for On the Rise with Calamos Investments. CEO John Kodunas is in here in studio, and it's good to see you, John. Thanks for coming in for us. You know, I know that you made your name on Wall Street in a big way, and you're a Chicago guy. You came back to work with Calamos Investments, and you've been able, one of the things about you is you've been able to navigate whatever the economic conditions are. You've been successful. And I think when we all look at what's happening now, we think, wow, you know, there's some anxiety about should I be doing what I'm doing? And talk about inflation in general. If we're all sitting there trying to make sure that we're still making money, as it feels as if the value of money is decreasing, what kind of advice can you give us just generally?
Well, first of all, I think that we could all agree that inflation is here and it's increasing. Now, whether it's temporary or not, there's a debate out there. I happen to think that it's going to be sticking around for a while. And this is what happens when you have so much money all chasing something, you know, and there's not enough supply out there. And that's why we're having a lot of this inflation. The Fed's pumping money into the system because of COVID and whatnot. And we're seeing kind of people coming back now and coming out of the COVID and the resurgence of that. But then there's supply side supply chains issues, which is real. And I don't know if anybody's out there that's trying to buy a car or appliances or anything. It's taking forever. Actually, I was at a mall with my twins the other day, and I passed by a watch store, and they didn't have any watches in the entire store, yet they were open. You know, to take on, yeah, it was
there's to take just, orders.
To take orders, but there was not one watch in the entire store. I've never seen anything like that. There's just so much demand for luxury goods too, and they're just, you know, there's a huge supply issue. So what do you do? Like getting back to your point, and how do you navigate through this? Traditionally, a lot of asset managers and a lot of wealth managers, you know, for more long term growth. I have had a model of like 60% in equities and 40% in fixed income. But it's hard to do that right now. And you're talking about a bull market that's lasted over 40 years and in the bond market. And rates in the past have been as high as 6 to 8% and going down. So the bonds were going up in terms of prices and value. So it was prudent to have about 40% of your portfolio in bonds. Now, with rates still very low, even though they've crept up, and if you're looking at, you know, the 10-year at around 155, 156, whatever it was trading today, that's still really, really, really low. There's not a lot of yield that you can get and be in fixed income. So at Calamos, we're suggesting looking at other alternatives that are fixed income substitutes. And there's plenty of them out there. And we talked about last week market neutrals, which is one of our funds that does well when rates go up. But there's also high yield that, you know, people are looking at, convertibles that people can look at. And also there's another asset class of closed-end funds.
Talk about that. Explain what it is, John.
So closed-end funds are different than regular mutual funds that are open. They do an initial public offering, and they raise whatever it is, $300, $400, $500 billion for the fund, for the strategy. They close it, and then it trades every day very liquid. But it gives the manager the opportunity to invest in different strategies and know that the money's going to, you know, additionally be there. So it's more of a yield play, and you get current income. And so we have about $10 billion or over that in 10 different, in 7 different closed-end funds and 7 different strategies. And we'll probably come out with another one early next year. And the beauty of it is these funds will pay you a dividend, typically monthly or quarterly. And all our funds have been paying the last several years anywhere between 6.5% to just under 8.5%. So you're getting something that's a lot stable. You're getting your income. And so for people don't realize inflation really hurts, especially people that are older, that are living on a fixed income. And the Social Security checks, even if they go up a little bit, aren't going to cover their needs.
The cost of rising goods.
The cost of rising goods are way out rising the underlying paycheck that you're getting. And so they're looking for something that's still safe and not volatile. And we talked about volatility in another show. And so closed-end funds really fill that gap for a lot of people.
Are they accessible to individuals? Do you need to go through an investment partner or house to do that?
They're on most platforms. Our funds and other closed-end funds are on in big houses like BlackRock and PIMCO and ourselves produce closed-end funds. And you can go to your local advisor, whether it be Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, UPS, or whatnot, and they all sell them. So, yeah, they're available on all these different platforms. And it's something that we're seeing a lot more people put that as an allocation because they need that current income and the yield with this bond market that has been a bull market for so long. We think it's gonna stop here. So that's a safer place to be.
Let's pause here for a moment. On the Rise with Calamos Investments. Our guest is CEO John Kadunas. Some more investment advice to come. Also, you know, you mentioned supply chain issues. I thought it was a big deal when I went to my coffee shop and that it was $5.25, not $5 anymore for the latte. And they said supply chain issues. That's why it's a little more. So I get it. But you just heard that President Biden is opening up the L.A. port 24 hours a day, 24/7, to try to relieve some of this. I want to ask you about that, how temporary that is. But also buy and hold, the traditional way people look at stocks. Is that the right strategy in these times? John Kadunas, more with John Kadunas coming up here on WGN. Okay, so I'm looking at this headline. This seems sooner than I thought. I need your perspective. I think we all do. The Fed is announcing it could begin gradual tapering by mid-November. That seems sooner than I thought, John. Put this in perspective for us.
I think that the Fed's going to do what the Fed needs to do. They should start tapering sooner than later, but they're caught in a really tough situation, and they're trying to be accommodative because they need to be accommodative too, and they need to try to keep interest rates low because the debt is going through the moon. And if they stop buying and if rates start getting out of control, it's going to be impossible to pay any of this debt back with the rates going up at the rate that they might, given the inflationary fears. So it's interesting that they're saying that. They may or may not. My guess is that it's not going to happen this year, and they're probably going to wait a little bit longer and be a lot more accommodative. But a lot has to do with the verbiage and what's happening in terms of fiscal policy and what Congress can get passed. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're putting that out there, but depending on what gets passed in terms of the next bill, then we'll see how they'll act, and I think they'll act according to that.
We've had questions from listeners about buy and hold strategy. Does that work in this environment? I know you actively manage funds at Calamos Investments, have been fabulously successful at that. What kind of advice do you give to someone like that?
Well, there are certain products and certain names that you should have in your portfolio, and you do buy and hold. We're not suggesting that people trade their portfolio a lot, but We are active managers, and there's also why I think that professionals that, there's mutual funds out there, and some mutual funds are passive, some are active. We're in the active arena, and I think there's an advantage in being an active manager right now, especially during these volatile times. You're able to course correct when you have blips. You can add to positions that you think that names are really, really strong when you have market corrections. And then also, when the market rallies, you can ease off on names that aren't doing as well as you thought you will. And to do that and time it, it's very difficult to do, but you can do that if you're a professional, a lot easier. And so we're in favor of active management. We are active managers, and we think it's good in this environment that's extremely volatile right now. And so that's why we think it's important that people that have been doing it for a long time are watching it.
At times like these in particular. Hey, you mentioned going to a watch store with no watches in it. First for me to hear that too, but it speaks to these supply chain issues. I mean, we see the posters when you got the postings on the doors at anywhere you go these days due to supply chain issues. Coffee's gone up this, or we no longer have this product, or these are on back order. We're seeing in our daily lives as we approach the holidays and all kinds of things. Today, the president made an announcement that he's going to order the Los Angeles port open 24 hours, 7 days a week to try to help. How much does that help? And the supply chain issues, how much of an impact is that going to have moving forward?
Well, it doesn't hurt, that's for sure. So it's going to help, but it's so much deeper than that. It's so much deeper than that in terms of the global supply chain issues, not just the product that's waiting outside of the ports in LA, but it's just, you know, from the chips in Taiwan, which are not being produced enough for our phones. You know, you just heard Apple today talk about how their new iPhone 13 Plus are gonna they can't produce enough of for the demand, and they're gonna lower their expectations in terms of how many phones are gonna put out there. Cars, you can't buy cars either. I mean, it's very difficult. You can't order a 2022 in most different types of vehicles because of the chips that are used in there. So it's bigger than that. And then there's the energy issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big issue, too. And so when you cut the supply in the pipeline in the United States, and then you're asking different countries, whether it be Soviets or whatnot, to increase their supply, you're at the mercy of different countries. And whether they do that or not. And it's a problem here in the States. It's a problem in Europe. It's a problem in the entire world. And so it's a supply-side issue that is very heavily political as well.
Good idea to be invested in energy in these times? What would you say?
Well, I got to say that if you look at this last year, energy has been one of the best-performing sectors. It is, but you got to pick your spots.
Mm-hmm. Our conversation is here with John Kadunas. He's the CEO at Calamos Investments right here in Chicago. He made his name on Wall Street, hugely successful, known as one of the kings of growth, and you navigated all kinds of waters in order to achieve growth, John. And I think always volatile times are scary for investors in terms of trying to say, hey, you know, I have to retire at some point, or I got some things I want to hang on to, my nest egg. It can be a sort of a time of anxiety, I think.
It is. It's a lot of people need some handholding during these times. And we've had a lot of very great years with the markets just going straight up. And it's a lot easier, and more people can make money when it's one directional. But when it's volatile and it's up and down. But we have seen every time there's been huge corrections within a day or two, the market's been very resilient and has bounced back. So stay in there. Get some advice. I suggest looking at, mutual funds and or active managers, too. And you have to be in it, in the market, and not just wait in cash, but have some cash substitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see some corrections, you can load up.
If you have cash right now sitting on the sidelines, is that just a dumb idea? I mean, what do you think? How would you say?
A good friend of mine asked me, what I have cash, what should I do? Is this market going to fall? Look, I think there's going to be a correction soon, depending on what happens with our fiscal policy. But I don't think cash is the best alternative. I put my cash in our market neutral fund, so you're able to get some yield. Better than the banks, and it's very safe. And so there's products out there that are liquid, where you can get in and out in a moment's time, and gives you a little bit of a better return versus just having things in cash.
We're getting some questions from listeners about closed-end funds. You said that earlier is a nice way to have some income on the side. What would you recommend? They're saying, expel it for me. They're asking, what would you recommend?
Well, there's different strategies in closed-end funds, and a lot of ours have convertibles, which have been performing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And getting returns, over 8% in terms of dividends, and also increasing in value. And just the very nature of some of these convertible closed-end funds is that it protects you a decent amount on the downside, even though it doesn't give you 100% of the upside. Yeah, and in these markets, it's a little bit more defensive. And so those would be the ones that I would recommend. Those are the ones that I'm in.
Yes. Well, I like to be what you're in, for sure. I'm having what you're having. Well, let's hope for the resilience to continue, John, and hope the watches return to the watch stores soon and that this economy is still going strong. I mean, this is what we hope for. Thank you for being with us. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
John Kadunas is with Calamos Investments. He is the CEO there on The Rise with Calamos Investment.